Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 26th para was Hamim, was recited. In the first surah is Suratul Ahqaf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving da'wah towards the Quran Sharif. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my system in the world is that we do not punish immediately. But Allah ta'ala has got a chance, He gives chance, respite to people. After the da'wah is given to people, and so many times Allah ta'ala gives to people, then it is Allah ta'ala, the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He doesn't pass decision immediately, but He gives them a lot of respite so that they can change their lives and they can come onto the right path. And many signs are given to people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah mentions that who can be more misguided than those people who are calling, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those people who cannot answer your dua, till the day of the Qiyamah, they can't answer you, they can't help you out and assist you. They are completely unmindful of your dua when you are calling out to them. So who can be more misguided than that person? And on the day of Qiyamah, all those people who you are calling to besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will become your enemies. And whatever ibadah you made for them, they will make inkar, they will not accept it. They will say, we didn't even know about it. It wasn't for us. So that will be against a person on the day of Qiyamah. So how can you turn to anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are two groups of people. One of those people who see Allah as our Rabb and our sustainer, and they are steadfast. So there won't be any fear for them. They won't have any grief. They are the people of Jannah. And one other quality which they have got, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about our parents. Allah ta'ala has commanded human beings to show ihsan towards his parents. Ihsan, we have heard from our Hazrat many times, that there are three levels. One is zulam and oppression. That's completely impossible. How can a person ever make zulam on his parents? The punishment for any person who causes harm to his parents in this world is, he will see the punishment in this world. Other punishment you will get in the year after. But the person who causes harm to his parents, he destroys his life of this dunya already. Allah Ta'ala will punish him definitely in this world before he leaves this world. Then the second level is adl, justice. Your parents do good to you, you do good to them. Or they do bad to you, you do bad to them. You are equal. That's also the Quran that doesn't say you can be just to them. With other people you can be just. But with the parents you have to make ihsan. Ihsan means they do bad to you also, you still have to be good towards them. So this is the high level Allah Ta'ala has given them. And Allah Ta'ala says, especially the mother, three times more she got a right, because she carried you while she was in great difficulty. Then she gave birth to you in great difficulty. And then she breastfed you after that, so much of difficulty. So three rights she got more than the father also. The amount of khidmat you must make for her and look after her. And true and a good youngster is that person who he gets understanding. And at least the latest, when he reaches the age of 40, then he makes dua. He's a good person and he makes dua. The beautiful dua of the Quran Sharif, that Rabbi awzi'ani, Allah give me the tawfiq to make shukr of your ni'mat which you have bestowed upon me. Whatever ni'mat and bounties, give me tawfiq to make shukr of it. And whatever you came to give to my parents also, I must make shukr of that day. Because whatever you have given to them, I also benefit from that day. Second thing is, وَأَنَا عَمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. And Allah give me the tawfiq to do good actions, but not just good actions. A person does good actions, but is Allah happy with the action or not? So Allah says, أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Such actions I must do, good actions, Allah, which you are pleased with. And وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَتِي, and correct me, make Islam of my children, my progeny. So a person is worried about his children, also. And إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, I have turned towards you, and I'm amongst the Muslims, those who humble themselves before you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will accept from them the good actions, and Allah will forgive their sins, and they will be amongst the people of Jannah. So this is a very beautiful dua, we should try to learn it also, we suffered long, but, and we try to recite it. On the other hand, there are certain people who, when they speak to their parents, أُفِّلْ لَكُمَا, uff, ah, to you. And they are disrespectful to their parents. When the parents teach them aqaid and belief about the life of the year after, they are not prepared to accept it. And the parents are calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and telling this youngster, please believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's promise is the true. But they say these are all fairy tales. So Allah ta'ala says, yeah, amongst the people of Jahannam, Allah ta'ala protect and save us. That is why also it's necessary for parents to make a lot of dua for their children, firstly. And secondly, to let their children always be in good environments. Some ulama say that the jihad of today's time, the greatest test in today's time is a person's children. How difficult it is to upbringing of children. A lot of dua is required also. And we have to make the effort always in the company of the pious, the righteous people. And we try to keep our children with us. And show muhabbat, love towards them. And try to keep them on the path of deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. And at the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there was the jinnat also. When they came and they heard the Quran Sharif, immediately they accepted the command of Allah Ta'ala. And they themselves, they accepted, they believed in it, they gave da'wah to the others. When they heard, they went and gave da'wah towards it. So this must be the quality of a believer also. When he has iman within himself, then he has this desire to partake, to impart this knowledge, and impart this knowledge, and impart this knowledge, and this da'wah to other people also. This is the quality of a believer. Thereafter, the next surah is Surah Muhammad. One speciality of the surah, there's only four places in the Quran Sharif where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name Muhammad is taken. Everywhere else in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with tales of respect, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, Ya Ayyuhal Muttasil, and different names. But in this surah, and for some reason, the ulama has mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name is taken in this surah. In this surah, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the taqabul of iman and kufr, the fight between iman and kufr, and what's the difference between the two of them. Let's say those who have kufr in them, they prevent people from the right path, they have destroyed their actions. Those who have got iman and amal as-salih on the other side, and believe whatever has come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive their sins, and Allah Ta'ala will correct their matters. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and this taqabul, this fighting between iman and kufr will remain till the day of qiyamah. So O people of iman, if you will help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will help and assist you, Allah will keep your feet firm. And the kuffar on the other side, they have completely destroyed themselves because they dislike what Allah Ta'ala has revealed. So they have destroyed all their amal and actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've got two groups. One is the people of iman. Allah will enter them into Jannah forever and forever. And the kuffar on the other hand, yatamatta'un. They are enjoying themselves in this world. They are passing their lives just enjoyment. وَيَأْكُرُنَّ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامِ. And they are eating like how animals eat. وَالنَّارُ مَثْوَ لَهُمْ. And the fire is being prepared for them. They are like animals who are just eating and eating. And what's the final result of an animal? The slaughterhouse. They are completely destroyed. So this is the quality of the kuffar and disbelievers. Allah not make us have this quality also. That our object of life is just to enjoy ourselves. Just to eat. When narration comes, they close to Qiyamah, the object of people will be two things. The stomach and the private part. Filling up your stomach and fulfilling your sexual desires. It's the only object of people, the object of people's life. And unfortunately, many Muslim people also, this has become our object of life, especially amongst the youngsters in it. So we have to have our object in life. Our object is Akhirat, the life of the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is Jannat? What bounties we have created there? Different rivers. Mimma in ghayri asin. Such water which will never become brackish, will always remain wonderful. And milk which will never change. And wine which is very tasty. And such rivers of honey, pure honey. And whatever kind of fruit a person wants, he will be able to get in Jannat. And Allah will forgive that person. Can he be like that person who will remain forever in the fire of Jahannam? And he will be given boiling water to drink. فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاهُمْ. That water will go inside, it will cut it through the intestines. What severe pain, it will imagine a person with boiling hot water. The lip, one lip will lift up over the head. The other lip will come down. It will come right onto the chest of a person. This is the punishment which Allah Ta'ala has made in Jahannam. We make effort for Jannat, and Allah Ta'ala has kept great, great bounties for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah also mentions about the munafiqs and hypocrites, that when the call came for jihad, to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they stayed behind. And obviously in today's time, we cannot make jihad. It's not even permissible in our country, for example, to make jihad. There are certain laws and conditions. But it comes in the hadith, that a person who never made jihad, nor did he even have the desire within his heart, that I must give my life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mata ala shu'batin min nifaq. He passes away on a branch of hypocrisy. He's got a bit of hypocrisy in his heart, because this was one special quality of the munafiqin, hypocrite. They were not prepared to go out in the path of Allah to give their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That being was given us lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them in the surah. And Allah ta'ala says, this worldly life is la'ibu wa lahu. It's just a play and a pastime and an amusement. But if you have got iman and taqwa, Allah will give you your reward. And Allah is not asking you for all your money. If Allah Ta'ala to ask you for all your money, you'll become bakhil, stingy, and you'll never give it. So Allah Ta'ala is asking you to spend some of your money in the path of Allah, some of your life. And Allah Ta'ala says, some people who are stingy, they are causing harm to themselves. Wallahu al-ghani. Allah is completely independent. You people are muhtaj and in need. You will spend, Allah will give you more. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need your money. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't need your life. If you turn away, Allah will create another nation besides you. They won't become like, they won't be like you. They'll be far, far better than you. And throughout Islamic history, we find that whenever people left Islam, they didn't worry about Islam. Allah Ta'ala took them out of Islam. Islam is not in need of us. We are in need of Islam. I read one article, they were explaining in one country, in America or somewhere, so many Muslims have become murtad, about 1 million. But they say, on the other hand, about 1 million people in the same time accepted Islam. So Allah Ta'ala, you got his own system working in the world. If you not care, you don't show the fervor towards Islam, Allah Ta'ala doesn't need you at all. We have to show our muhtajagi, our ihtiyaj, our need, for our give our lives, sacrifice our wealth in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah must keep us steadfast in Iman and Islam. The next surah is Surah Fatah, where when we will spend our wealth, lives in the path of Allah, we will make the qurbani, then Allah will give victory to the Muslims. And how Allah Ta'ala gives victory against asbab, against the normal means. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to Makkah Mukarramah, he had a dream, making Umrah. So he went to the Sahaba, 1,400 of them, no intention of fighting, no weapons they took. When they went there, the Kuffar did not allow them to enter. Then there was a rumor that Uthman who went to speak to them, he was killed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a pledge with Sahaba radiallahu anhum that we will give our lives now to avenge the death of Uthman, radiallahu anhu. So they were prepared, they all 1,400. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this action so much that Allah said, I am happy with the believers when they took bait to you under the tree. Allah ta'ala knew what's in their hearts. Allah ta'ala tested them and they got the high levels that they accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is happy with them. Some munafiqin didn't want to go for this umrah. So Allah ta'ala speaks about them. They will make all funny kinds of excuses because they were frightened that they will have to make jihad. So Allah ta'ala speaks about them, what qualities they have got. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Then when the Sahaba were ready to fight, then Uthman radiallahu anhu came like he was alive. But now the Sahaba, the Kuffar said, let us do some treaty with you people. People must go back, and they wrote a treaty all against the Muslims. Nothing against Shariah, but against the Muslims. Outwardly, the Muslims were suffering a lot. The Muslims were charged at that time. They were prepared to make jihad. But again, it wasn't to follow your desires, it was follow the command of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that they were not ready to fight. But as soon as the command came, they were ready to give their lives. Then when the command came, don't fight now. Stay away. It was very hard for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But they accepted the decision of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then by means of this year, they wrote a treaty, and in this year Allah Ta'ala says, we have given you open victory. Because the number of people who accepted Islam until that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi made about 20 years of effort or 18 years of effort. Only about, there was a few thousand people who had accepted Islam. See, 1,400 came for that Umrah. But after 2 years, when Makkah Mukarramah was conquered, there were 10,000 Muslims who had come. Then the Kuffar started living with the Muslims, now seeing the Muslims, the akhlaq, the character of the Muslims. And because of this, many of them, they changed their lives. They also accepted Islam. Great people like Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, accepted Islam during this time here, in the 2 years. So years. So Allah Ta'ala said, when you will follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you were prepared to give your lives, then Allah Ta'ala's help and victory came to you people. And an open victory Allah Ta'ala gave to the believers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the surah, he mentions the qualities of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, which is the quality Allah says that he is the one who has sent the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the proper deen. And the object of it is Allah is going to spread his deen in the whole world. And Allah Ta'ala did it in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But Allah Ta'ala says, what's the tariqah of it? Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow his tariqah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ Those who had suhbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the benefit of suhbat, they had certain qualities within themselves. أَشِدَّهُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ They were very, very severe and hard against the kuffar. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ Love amongst themselves, mercy amongst themselves. The ulama say in today's time, we call enmity with Muslim people, but we call love for the kuffar. Whereas the true believers, they call enmity against the kuffar and love amongst themselves. Some ulama say that this is a sign of kamal iman. They had complete, perfect iman. Because man ahabba lillahi wa abghadha lillahi, you love for Allah and you hate for Allah, faqad istakmala imanahu, your iman is perfect. So Allah says the iman was perfect. Second quality, tarahum ruk'an sujjada, sujjada. You will see sahaba always in ruku and sajda. So the ibadat was called Islam. Islam was perfect. Always, whenever you see them, engaged in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. And number three, the ikhlas and sincerity, ihsan, was at the highest level. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرِضْوَانًا Always seeking the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that's the object of their life. So when a person has got these three qualities, Iman, Islam and Ihsan, which comes in the hadith of Jibreel, he's got perfect deen in him. So Sahaba has perfect deen in them. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them all of these victories. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have promised them maghfirat, ajran azima, forgiveness, and a very great reward we will give them in the year after. So when a person has these qualities within himself, so this is what the Muslims have to bring within themselves for Allah Ta'ala to spread deen in the whole world. When our iman will be correct, our outward actions will be correct, and we will have ikhlas and sincerity only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will spread deen throughout the world. The next surah is Surah Hujurat. In here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions adab and etiquette, how we must love with other Muslim people, what is the correct etiquette of it. So the first thing, there are different levels you'll be living with. One is with our Amir, the person in charge. The other, Sahaba were living with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the ulama say that this is not only confined to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only confined to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever is our ustad, whoever is our sheikh, we should try to follow these adabs and etiquette. A person will progress. There's always been leaders in your society. Follow that. So the one is, لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. Before Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't put your right forward, going against their right, They've given a certain right and a certain right and a certain opinion that you do a certain thing in a certain way. Do it. Obviously, they ask you for your right, it's a different story. But don't go forward. So if they ask you, then it's a different story. And وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Don't raise your voice above the voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't speak to him like how you speak to yourself. Because of disrespect, it can happen that your iman can be stalled, it can be snatched away. أَن تَحْبَطَ عَمَالُكُمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Iman can be snatched away because of disrespect. So this is something which we have to be very careful of. Allah protect myself and all of us from showing any kind of disrespect to our elders, and especially to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because disrespect, some ulama say, Hazrat Tamim rahmatullah alayhi wa sallam, in some aspects is worse than sinning also. Sinning a person makes tawbah is because of the evil of himself. Disrespect is because of pride, which is a quality of shaitan. And this can, a person can lose his iman because of this here. And then Allah Ta'ala said, I've tested Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the iman was the highest level, the highest level. Allah Ta'ala, they found, Allah tested the iman, the hearts with taqwa, and he found he passed 100%. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, if somebody comes to you with news, then a person must be very careful, don't just accept the news, but make investigation, because it mustn't happen, you just listen to somebody, so much so he comes in a hadith, one person comes to you, his eye is broken also, and he says, a certain person broke my eye. Don't believe what he says. Call the other person and ask the other person. It's possible that he broke the other person's eye first. That's why the person took revenge upon him. So you don't know the whole story. So obviously every person will give his side of the story. So if a person must investigate the information when he gets. Today with the cell phone, information just comes, people are just sending it out. It's very harmful, especially at the death of somebody, the sickness of somebody, or even just information. Dini message comes, a hadith comes. Sometimes it's maudu, it's fabricated. We're just sending it out. See it from a reliable place, who sent it, then a person can forward those messages. We have to be very careful about these things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people amongst the Muslim people who have left the Jamaat of the Muslims, try to make sulah with them, try to bring them back together with love and muhabbat, because Muslims are brothers of one another. And then Allah ta'ala mentions certain usuls and principles of being brothers. Six principles are mentioned in India. Then the first one is, don't mock any person. Don't ever mock any person, laugh at any person, jeer at any person. If a person has got a weakness, for example, it comes in the hadith, don't show your happiness for that. It mustn't happen. Allah will have mercy upon him, and Allah will put you in the same problem. So whenever you mock somebody, we are causing ourselves to get that harm within ourselves. Second thing is, that do not call one another, don't abuse one another, speak bad to one another, or like cause hurt another person's feelings, and do not call one another with titles, giving a person a bad name, or you mocking him, or you give him a funny nickname which he's not happy with at all. And then Allah Ta'ala says, "Ishtanibu kathira min al-dhan." Stay away from many badgumani, bad thoughts we have of people. Some thoughts are asan, but try to stay away from majority of them. Even though some are sin, but you stay away from all of them so a person is protected. Try to always have good thoughts about people. And even worse, Wala suggests that, so do not go and pry into the lives of people. You look for faults of people and you start investigating, you try to eavesdrop, listen to other people's speech, etc. And Wala yaqtab ba'adukum ba'adha, do not make hibat, backbite about one another. It's so evil, this action, that one of you like that he must eat the flesh of his dead brother. Your brother, he's dead also, and he's, and when you eat his flesh, how you dislike this? This is how you must dislike making a ghibat and backbiting. And Hazrat mentioned many times that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali stated in the gatherings of the pious and righteous, outwardly, there's so much of ghibat which takes place. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us, give us the tawfiq. Hazrat Tamim Rahmatullah Ali said, if you can protect your tongue from ghibat and your eyes from bad nazri, you'll become the wali of the time. It's very easy. But the two things which a person has to abstain from, and if somebody has got some weakness, he's got some wrong with himself, then you don't backbite. If you really got feeling for him, you can make dua for him, or you go to him and you tell the person that you've got this weakness, can you please rectify yourself? But instead of our habit is, we go to everybody else. The whole town talks about it, but the person who himself is involved, no one goes to speak to him, or no one tries to rectify him. Or we can't go to his elder, go to his brother, somebody who can rectify the fault. This is the way of doing it. And Allah Ta'ala says, in all of this here, the main thing is taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you've got taqwa within yourself, inshallah, a person will abstain from all of these gunas and sins. We have to make a lot of tawbah and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And this ghibat normally comes because of backbiting, so because of pride. backbiting us because of pride. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't have pride. We have created every one of you from a male and a female. We have made you different tribes. And the object of this is لِتَعَارَفُ, so you can recognize one another. The person who has got honor in the sight of Allah is the one who has got taqwa. Taqwa is the main thing. No, not your color, not your status, your position in society, but who has got taqwa. This is the most honorable person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says a person must make an effort on his iman. It's not sufficient to say, I got iman in Islam. But iman, some people came and said, Allah said, no, you got Islam outwardly, but iman hasn't entered your heart. Make effort for this. How you know iman has entered your heart? That you believe in Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there's no doubt at all. And then you sacrifice your wealth and your lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are truthful people. And don't think you are doing a favor upon Allah ta'ala by accepting Islam. يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah has made ihsan upon you. Allah gave you hidayah towards iman if you are truthful. So this is the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us iman. We should make shumat of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this iman. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah says, a person will make shukr of iman, Allah will give him a very high level of iman. So because the promise of Allah, whoever makes shukr, Allah will increase the person. And the next surah is Surah Qaf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about akhirat, that every person will be recompensed. As you do, so will a person see the results of it. Some people don't believe in the life of the year after, so Allah Ta'ala explains, no, Allah Ta'ala can create, it's nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the knowledge of everything is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows even what is passing through your heart, the waswasa and the thoughts. The angels are writing down everything of a person. So on the day of Qiyamah you will have to come. It will be too late for a person. On the day of Qiyamah they will come, they say, we were unmindful of this, we didn't know it will all happen. But today the parda will be removed. Now a person will be able to see everything. One group will be in Jahannam, and Jahannam will be asking, is there any more? I'm ready, I've got so big, I am huge and massive. On the other hand, Jannat will be such, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا. Whatever you desire in Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will give it to a person. As we mentioned yesterday, or the other day, that this world is not a place of fulfilling of desires. It's a place of necessity. Jannat is the only place where you can fulfill your desires. So Allah says, whatever you desire in Jannat, we'll give you that there. وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدًا. Even more than that we'll give you. What more than your desires. And the greatest thing which we will get in Jannah is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people. And a special action to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reading of Fajr Salat. Read our Fajr Salat with Jamaat. And inshallah this also has a great effect for a person to be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.